Journal entry 617. It's been 6 years. 6 years. And I think that I'm finally on to something. A way to bring you back. Something that can help me. I think I've gone a little bit crazy these past years. I quit my job. Traveled halfway across the world for this. I'm in the now, where there is apparently an occult circle left behind. These are only rumors, but if it's true, if it's true, then I'll finally have something. The fruits of my efforts to bring you back. Right through here. I'll see. There's nothing right in this little passage. And all of this has been for nothing. Who knows how long it's gonna take to find something else. Another decade. I don't care. I'll keep searching. This is my life. Yes! It's here! Calm down, calm down, I gotta calm down. There might be people around. There might be people around trying to keep me from you. I need to do this fast. The vials of blood needed for this. Oh, I'm too excited. Come back one more time. Please. Fuck. Help me raise a spirit. I can't live without them. And you're the only one who can help me. I'm on my knees. No, God. Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of here. Out of here. Fuck. No, no.
This works. This works. So, it's been about 15 days. 15 days. I stopped eating or sleeping. I don't think I need to anymore. Sometimes my sink produces blood instead of water. Everything's really weird right now. I don't have a soul anymore. Because I traded it. Well, it wasn't really much of a trade, more like forcibly taken in exchange for something I asked for, but it's been a different lifestyle to adapt to, admittedly. My neighbors don't really hang out with me anymore. They say that I give them bad vibes, that they get nightmares whenever they see me. It's been very difficult. But I don't regret anything. Because I can feel that you're here now. I can feel that you're here. Every single day, I can feel myself getting more aligned with everything. I can feel you more and more. Someday I might even be able to see you again. I don't think I was able to bring you back fully. that I can feel your soul around here. And that's all I need. That's all I need. I just get a sense of euphoria every time I think about it. Fuck. Oh my god. I can't help but laughing. I really can't help it. I really can't. I just love you so much. I love you so much it hurts. It hurts in a good way. I want this feeling for the rest of my life. Now you can hear me right now. We should celebrate. It's calmed down. I need water. It's blood. We should celebrate. We should celebrate, babe. You being around and all. I can't see you yet, but I know you're around. I know you're around. You know. It's been lonely. Without you. After you left, it was something to get used to. Sleeping at night was harder. Dealing with my emotions, something as simple as eating, it all got more difficult, because you weren't around. I would lay next to the little spot in the bed that you used to be, and try and think of you, try and think of holding you, and that would help me sleep. I would still make dinner for you, and set it up, even if you weren't there. But one other thing. So when you left, obviously, I couldn't be intimate with you anymore. So at first, I tried going out with other people. Tried going out with other people, but you already know that didn't work. That'd be ridiculous. I don't know why I thought it would. You see, you're the only person I will ever love. So why in the hell did I ever think that I would feel any singular bit of passionate towards anyone as I do to you. Babe, after you, I can't love anyone else. Wait, why go out to have sex with somebody when I could just get off to memories of you? Nobody can make me come harder, right? I've gotten off to you hundreds of times. No. You know. To the pictures you sent. The messages. Fuck. Fuck. So many times. But you're finally here again. You're finally here again. My body's gotten a little altered, right? There's blood flowing throughout my entire body at all times. And I really can't be satisfied with anything anymore. But you. been throbbing hard for so long. And you're finally here, and I can finally, finally express myself. I'm gonna get off, okay? I'm gonna get off. And you're here now. You're here now. So I can finally, finally have that full satisfaction of getting to think of you and having it feel real again. Getting all the memories of the fucked up stuff we did. Fuck. I start touching myself. Thinking about you. Knowing you're here. Knowing that we can both finally mutually think about the stuff we would do together. You remember all the stuff we would do. How I'd fuck you through. Play with you. We'd chain each other up. Fuck. I can cry right now. And how happy I am. Right. Got enough. Thinking about you. It's been hard to practice everything safely with you gone. I figured it out. I figured it out. I figured out how to recreate exactly where we'd fuck each other. How intense it would get. I got red marks on my body. I've been become so many times. I've got so many things just to recreate another person being around. Fuck. To fill that hole you would leave for you not being around. Oh, I fucking love you. I adore you. I know you can feel me. I know you can hear me. How much we admire each other. How much I would hear each other's muffled little gasps. When we knew that we could only be for each other, things that nobody could handle. Just how freaky we would get. Fuck. And we can start over and do it all again. We can do it all again, babe. We can destroy this house, break the bed. I don't care. Let us need you. I don't care if we break every bit of this house. Break the bed again. Because now I know. Who knows how long it's gonna be till I bite the dust too, you know? We can't waste time. We need to do this every single day, over and over again. Don't waste a single moment expressing the passion for each other. Don't waste our opportunities. Fuck. Good. Oh, I gotta wipe my hand. Fuck. 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 We're gonna fucking destroy each other again. We're gonna fucking destroy each other. Oh, I can feel you more and more every day. I know eventually I might be able to see and hear you. You can use me. You can use me like a sex toy. You know that. You know that. I'm yours. You can do whatever you want. Whatever you want, my body. I'm yours. Fucking use it. Mess me up, baby. Mess me up. My body is thirsty. Fuck. Tell me to do whatever you want. I'm fully devoted to you. It was my mistake before, holding back. Holding back just how obsessed I was, how every single waking moment thought about you. Everything I did was for you, because I love you. Love you so much. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm yours. I'm yours. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. This is my first time coming for you again. Every single time I come, it's for you. Every single time, it's for you. It's been for you when I haven't been able to show you. When you find the back, I can let you know. Every time. Every time I squirm, scream, leave marks on my hand and body. I nearly pass out just how much pleasure I'm thinking of you. It's all for you. It's all for you. It's all for you. You're... I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you. It's just the start. It's just the start, man. Fuck. 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 No. Come. Come here. No. That's the effect. It's the effect you have on me. I just want you to hold me again. You always knew what to say. You know, you always knew what to say. You always knew how to hold me. And told me that everything's gonna be alright. And you're finally back to do that again. Mm. I've been looking forward to you. I've been really looking forward to meeting you again. We can start over things. Because I had a lot of regrets the first time around. I didn't do everything. I didn't tell you that I love you enough. When we'd get in arguments, I would get so mad at you. I would think that there was no way that I would be able to forgive you because I was immature. But now I know that life is really precious. And I wish that I told you everything that I wanted to the first time around. You've got a second chance. A second chance to make things right. And then maybe we'll love each other as souls for all of eternity. I don't know why I'm smiling so much right now. I was just so kind of, you know, careless before. I wasn't deliberate with everything I did. I don't think that everything mattered as much as it does now. And now I know that every single little interaction that we do is special. I wish I'd noticed that sooner. I'm gonna take a shower. Feel free to join me. I can finally start doing that again. And then I'll clean up. We can go to bed. And that little spot that used to be empty for a lot of years, I've kept it open. And you can finally get back into it. And I'll hug a pillow right where your soul is and finally feel you again. I love you, babe. I should see a therapist. Yeah, definitely. All right.
All right, it's cult time. I'm not hiking right now. I have been wanting to make an occult audio. I don't know if I'll post this month or the next. Yeah, I am very excited. Okay. So, the plan is here. I don't mind the birds or anything. They just add to it. It's very informally, you know, take an audio. I'm making a diary entry. I'm going crazy, and I find this, like, cult circle. Like, by the blood. By the ancients. I bring you back. Or something like that. And then it like cuts out all glitchy like, because I really like that effect. If you could not tell. Okay. So let me get into improv mode. I've been searching. Wait, give me a second. Journal entry. #617. It's been 6 years. 6 years that I've been searching for you. For a way to bring you back. Okay, that's good. I need to change this up.